J.J. Watt leaves Houston immediately. It didn't take long with T.J. and Derek already on the Steeler roster to have people say, I wonder if he could go to Pittsburgh. How do you view that?
They were saying that last year, probably even before Derek signed.
Right.
Simply put, the Steelers don't have the ability to sign J.J. Watt for even half of his market value. He would have to take a significant haircut just for the honor of playing with his brothers. And perhaps ironically, I think the best way they could make that work is if they cut Derek and paid J.J. what they otherwise would have spent. They don't have the flexibility to sign that level of a player. So assuming J.J. does not want to take a considerable reduction in salary, we're talking probably no more than $2 million. I don't think they're able to do that. It sounds nice and everything, and I'm sure they all want that to happen. But I would imagine that J.J. is going to want to capitalize on, you know, what's likely to be the last couple of years he's got in the NFL left. He certainly has the capability of signing a pretty big multi-year contract with somebody right now, and certainly he's earned the right now that he is a free agent to find the best fit for him. I'm sure they'd all love it in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure Pittsburgh would love to have him. But financially, Pittsburgh's among the worst options that he has in front of him. If it really means that much to him, they can make it work. But he's going to have to play for far less than he has probably since his rookie season.
It would make the Subway commercials more interesting.